Left for dead 2 months ago, Governor Bill Haslam's plan to expand Medicaid is showing renewed signs of vigor. Nashville Senator Jeff Yarbrough says there haven't been any big meetings of the minds, no closed-door bargaining, no secret strategizing by Ensure Tennessee's supporters. But there has been a steady effort to keep the proposal alive since early February, when Tennessee lawmakers seemed to kill it during a special session.
We've never stopped working on it, and I think that you'll see that there are people all across the state of Tennessee that have never stopped working on it.
Advocates say that without Ensure Tennessee, 250,000 people are almost certain to be entirely uninsured, leaving their families, hospitals, and the state on the hook to pay for their care. Critics say they're worried high costs will force them to pull the plug in 2017, when the state has to start carrying some of the financial load. But Knoxville Republican Becky Duncan Massey says she's heard from dozens of potential Ensure Tennessee beneficiaries who have told her that risk is worthwhile.
They had the opportunity to take for 2 years or not at all. They were good with just the 2 years.
The chance to get Ensure Tennessee moving again finally came last week when it was brought before the Senate Health Committee, a panel loaded with lawmakers who have been receptive to the idea. But now the measure faces more formidable hurdles. Two more hearings are likely in the Senate. Several more are needed in the State House of Representatives. House Democratic Leader Craig Fitzhugh says supporters shouldn't get daunted.
We need to take it a step at a time. I think the possibilities of getting it out of that first subcommittee are pretty significant. And then you move on.
Fitzhugh believes each victory for Ensure Tennessee can build momentum for the proposal. But as backers saw in February, all it takes is one defeat to stop it. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.